I'm with Steve Johnson at the festival Mauvais Genre. Hello.
Hello there.
We've seen you with your masterclass this afternoon, so thank you for that. Is it something you used to do, masterclass?
Yes, back in the 90s, when things in the makeup effects were really, really, really huge, I would speak at conventions a lot. Monster conventions, horror conventions. But now, it's other conventions are even bigger. The thing is, I've been traveling for 5 years. Since 2006, I left Los Angeles, and I just came back a year ago. So I haven't done any public appearances until just about 2 months ago. I went to a horror convention, and I got used to it again. So I was already practiced when I came here. But I like it. It was really fun. I particularly enjoyed this. I love the audience.
The fact that you've got a French audience this time, is it difficult to, not to speak, but to have to wait for the translation? And
No, actually it wasn't. The translator that we had today was fantastic, because the problem is I have done this before in Japan, and in Japan the translators want you to speak very slowly and only say one or two sentences, and then they translate it. And then you forget where you were, and I thought it would be like that today, but the translator was so great, there were times when I forgot he had to translate it, so I think I messed him up a couple of times, but he did great, he followed me each time.
What is the main message that you want to deliver to the audience?
Well, yes, I think I do, actually. I always like to be very positive and upbeat, and I think a lot of what we discussed today was the fact that digital technology has taken a huge chunk of my business away. But what I tried to make clear with the audience is I think that's a good thing. I think it's a positive thing. Maybe not for me, but for future generations of theater goers, because the future of entertainment is absolutely hinging on digital technology, and it's going to be something we can't even imagine now. So all of this work, all of this money, all of this energy that's being put into learning and developing digital effects is ultimately going to be a great thing.
So what would you say to someone who wants to have a career in movies?
Well, in movies, in general, it's pretty tough. In the effects industry, you know, the business has changed. And it really has changed over the years, particularly since the 80s and 90s with movies like Fright Night and Ghostbusters, Big Trouble in Little China. A lot of the films that I did, even The Abyss and some of the Nightmare on Elm Street films, there's less money being spent on physical effects now, animatronics and prosthetics. And so what that means is the people doing the work get less money. And they get less time, but they get more stress and more trouble. But that doesn't stop people. There are schools all over the country and all over the world that are teaching people to do this. And I see a lot of very talented people coming along. And the best and the most talented and the most driven will get work. It's absolutely possible.
I would like to come back on the water, because you said that you use water for Ghostbusters, for the subway scene, and you show us a short movie that you use water too. Is it an element that you really like to use to have some special effect?
I really do enjoy shooting things underwater. The reason is it gives things a very unearthly life. And with the kind of characters that I'm creating, I always want to get some type of movement that is unusual and unexpected. And what I try to do mostly, I mean, with a film like The Abyss, you know, we knew we were underwater. With a film like Sphere, we knew we were underwater. But there are certain things that I've done where I've shot them underwater, but then made it appear as if they were on dry land. Now that's a cool effect, because the water does something very, very beautiful to the character. And if you pull it out of the water and the audience believes they're seeing something on dry land, they don't know how it did that. So I really like that effect.
To be in the jury, is it a special thing for you? Do you are really hard when you see a movie, because you know Man of the Strings, if I can say so?
No, I mean, to be here is a real honor, because as I said in the masterclass, I really like France, and I really like the French people, I like French food, I like the French language, I love everything about this place, so I jumped at this opportunity, not only to be part of the film festival here, but to be perfectly honest, to get a trip to France. I've been awake for 36 hours now. I flew straight from Los Angeles, went to the hotel for 20 minutes, and came here. So I have not slept yet. So that shows you how committed I am to the film festival.
You told us that you are working right now on novels. Is it the only thing that you do? And of of course, conventions and things like that?
Yes, I treat writing like a job. I get up every day, at least 5 days, sometimes 6 days, and sometimes 7 days, and I get up and I write in the morning for about 2 or 3 hours. And then I take a break, and in the afternoons, I edit and I transcribe for another 3 or 4 hours. So it really is a full-time job. I think that anything you approach, any art, you have to treat it as though it's work. You cannot wait for inspiration, because inspiration may never come. But when you force your hand, inspiration will come. And sometimes on the days you feel the least inspired, you'll do the best work. I mean, it really is a job. I mean, a writer may be an artist, but a writer is also a craftsperson. And you don't see carpenters and plumbers sitting around waiting for inspiration. They start swinging their hammers. So, yeah, I'm taking it very seriously. Hey, regarding other things, I have a couple of other things in development. There is another effects gentleman named Todd Masters that was two studios, one in Vancouver, Canada, and one in Los Angeles. And we're developing a couple of online presences that are trying to do something no less than bring the entire community effects people across the globe together in the very near future. We're trying to look at where the future of effects is and work with it as opposed to working against it.
Do you work with music when you write?
I do, not as much as you would think. Stephen King does that. I know Stephen. I've done several films with him, and he blasts heavy metal music while he's writing. I can't even have very soft music while I'm writing. However, I need dead quiet. However, a lot of times if I find myself blocked or if I want to invoke a certain feeling, I'll look for a piano solo, like a really sad and haunting piano solo if I'm trying to write something that's sad and haunting. And I'll listen to the music, and it'll help me break through. I'll listen to it for 5 or 10 minutes. Then I'll turn it off, and then I'll be in that mood that I need to write.
To end our interview this year, we've got a special question, which is, if you get to the opportunity to work with a dead artist, who would it be, and in which kind of art, not especially theater?
Wow, that's a great question. Well, you know, I've actually worked with so many of my heroes, from Steven Spielberg to Guillermo del Toro to Tim Burton to Stephen King to Clive Barker. I mean, these days, writers are my heroes. I've not met Anne Rice, and I think she's pretty genius. It would have to be a writer somehow, because right now that's what I'm really focusing on, because it's just turned out to be such a creative outlet for me that I never knew I was even capable of, but I'm getting pretty damn good at it. You'll see when I get published.
Okay, I hope so. A word you would like to add? I don't ask you if you want to add one in French, because you told us about Jack, but maybe a word in English?
Je ne sais pas. I don't know. I just really, really, this is the first time I've been to Tours, and I'm absolutely enchanted by it. We walked to the old city and had dinner, and I'm only here for 3 days, and I wish I was here for 3 weeks. It's a beautiful city.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.